Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way this morning. Having a great time. Great show. Lots of great fishing coming your way. Another full hour. We're having a great time. Boy, if you want to join us, give us a call at 213-432-1090. We're going to be taking your phone calls and giving away a killer trip today, huh, Corey?
Oh, man, are you kidding me? A full-day trip on the Liberty for one lucky caller. A one-day, full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Somebody's going to be really stoked with that one, for sure.
No doubt. We've also had a bunch of great texts coming through. Looking forward to reading a bunch of those texts here in the second hour. Again, that text message only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. If you don't have it already, a great way to listen and participate inside a Let's Talk Hookup. And with that said, we got a special guest on the line, Captain Frank Lopresti, calling this morning. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Tim. Just want to mention a few things to follow up what Tim said, and that is that it was made clear by several of the people on the panel of the MLPA. They said even then that their intention was to completely eliminate all sport fishing in the state of California. That means skiffs, yachts, everything. No fishing. So that should bring an awful lot of people to the forefront. It's not just the sport fishing fleet, that's right. For sure. So, and also I want to mention that Tim, Marcus, Frank Rossetti, especially, God, I don't know what we'd do without Ken Frankie. They did a wonderful job yesterday. The other reason why I called is I wanted to let you know that I think Tim's probably already mentioned it. I wasn't listening early. That we got our Guadalupe permits for the month of December, and that the Shogun has four openings on a 6-day, leaving December 14th. Also want to mention that Aliar on the Polaris Supreme has two openings on a 9-day, leaving the day after Thanksgiving, a couple openings on a 10-day, December 5th. And that's pretty much it. Awfully good fishing, as Roy let you know. It's just excellent fishing, okay?
Well, that's great news, Frank. We're glad to hear about those permits. And, you know, I got a chance to go fishing at Guadalupe in December last year. What a great time to be at that island. You know, very, very little to no shark issue whatsoever, nice and clean, and glad to hear those big ones are biting. A great time to be down at Guadalupe for sure. That'd be a great snag for somebody on some of those late-season spots.
Yeah, it was strange because just a week ago, up on in a little different area, Shogun had a real problem with the sharks, and I was wondering what the heck are they doing there in November. And yesterday, and the day before, Roy didn't even see one. Okay.
Great news. Well, we're glad to hear it, Frank. If somebody wants to give us spots, we call Monica in the office.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. And that's 619-226-8030. Frank, appreciate it. Great words. We appreciate it. And we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right. Take care, you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Frank. All right. With that said, let's find out what's going on with the Catch Report, Corey.
I think we need to. And the FishDope.com report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Discount Everingham live bait certificates, ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, and the best price on gas and diesel, period. I mean, it's an incredible price, in today's age. I mean, you're seeking out a 25-cent discount per gallon. It's a huge deal at the end of the fill-up. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Easy in and out with your boat trailer. And for a limited time, listen to this one, get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of 35 gallons purchased. You heard it right. 100 pounds of free ice. There's no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena in San Diego.
You got it, man. Well, hey, with that said, let's find out what's going on in the water. We got our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Tim, and Pete. I know you're listening in the background there. Glad to hear you're doing much better there, buddy.
Exactly.
So, guys, our stretch of decent weather has really been paying off. Some of our more private, savvy private boat guys, you know, they've been making some worthy catches. Starting up north there, now that squid that's been hanging out there at the county line, that's been really helpful for the guys fishing sand bass and tackle bass in the bay. You know, deep structure throughout the bay is definitely been holding some really good, great bass. They didn't get pounded on all that much this year, so there's plenty of them. And then fishing that squid low and slow on a wet head at this time of year is definitely a way to go. And then just a little bit ago, I got a call from Danny from Fish Dope. There was some new bait showed up in the bay there, right out in front of Santa Monica. That's really good news. That's an area where a lot of times the sea bass find that stuff, and it'll be interesting to see because it's getting towards that time. And then the other area to also keep an eye on is from Flat Rock down to Rocky and then around the corner just a little bit, the outside edge of those kelp lines is prime sea bass territory for this time of year, so we'll see. At Catalina, there's been some squid on the front. It's been hanging out in that isthmus zone, kind of around Lionhead and like that, and it's been there for a bit. And just about always at this time of year, there's been some good, great yellows on. We've had some really good fishing in there in years past, so I would definitely give that a serious check right there on the bait grounds from like 4 to 8 in the morning like that. It was always prime time. And then also in that same sector, some of the guys fishing the little sandy spots up in the tight and inside the coves there, they're finding some nice halibuts. And the same setup around the backside east of the island, up shallow on the beaches there, has been some good halibut fishing. So something a little different and very tasty, of course. And then Santa Barbara Island, haven't heard much from that island recently because we had so much weather early on. But cod fishing is noticeable as always. It's just, you know, the rockfish and the ling cods and all that, they just like it up there. And of more import is a signal on some good grade yellows around the backside. Out there off the boiler ridge there, bird schools with some big yellows underneath and biting the surface iron. That's good stuff there, guys. Heavy tackle because they're mostly that bigger grade fish. And then to wrap it up, you know, it's been kind of a broken record situation for that tuna out there on the Tanner. They're still there. They're still biting. It's just great having that fish there at this time of year. And then wanted to offer congratulations to the guys in that first swordfish tournament last weekend there. I think 5 landed, 2 more released. I mean, a very worthy first effort. And you guys definitely got the corner on the swordfish down there that they're hanging out outside that 9 quite a bit there. We looked around again last Sunday up here, and, man, we just do not have the conditions we've had the last couple of years. Very little DSL, virtually no deep bait, and just not seeing much in the way of fish. So you San Diego guys got it wired down there. But that's this week's report, and we got more nice weather coming, looks like. So time to go out and catch something, guys.
I like to hear it, Mark. Well, great job. If somebody wants to come get in on everything going on at Pacific Edge, get one of the best bait tanks in the world, how do we come find you?
Well, Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262, and the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that very much. If somebody wants to get in on all that great fishdope.com action and all the great info reports that you, Danny, everybody do such a good job compiling, $20 off of a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, save you $20. Mark, appreciate a great job, and we will look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it. We'll see you guys.
All right, appreciate that. Well, Corey, while we're waiting for Marcos to join us, why don't we jump into the phones?
I think we should. And let's talk to Dennis. Dennis calling from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning, Dennis.
Well, hello, guys. It's nice to hear Pete's doing better. I can feel his pain. I had my left hip done a couple of years ago. Now I got it on my right hip. So, yeah, it's not an enjoyable experience, but nice to hear that he is doing better. I have two questions, one for you guys and then one for Tim. I'm really upset with this thing that's going on in the legislature. Is this state or federal officials we should contact? And I have done so much volunteer work. I'm a disabled vet, so I have a lot of time, no money. But I have gone off with Kaplan Miller and helped kids fish, and I've seen kids turn their life around. People get out of gangs and off of drugs because they found another outlet in life, and seeing them go back and then get jobs to go and do it themselves. and the handicap kits and disabled vets. So much good has come out of the Sports Fishing Federation to help these people. And also, I'm upset with Scripps because I used to transport white sea bass heads for the research. And this is because the sports fishing fleet was so involved in trying to help them with their research, and then they turn around and do this. And like I said, I need to know that. And then, Tim, I've been saving for a long time. Like I said, disabled, $900 doesn't get you much in life, but I've been saving for years to go on a long-range trip. So what do you suggest for our newbies to go on, and do you have classes aboard the ship to help us so that we can be productive?
We do give seminars on board, so we'll make sure that you're completely up to speed while we're in transit to our first zone we fish in. We can also get you set up. I mean, it sounds like you'll probably have gear, but we can get you fixed up in that respect. And then, let's see, military. I want to say we have a 15% discount for for active military. Anyway, you sound like you sound like you might be angling for a long range trip, which we'd love to host you, man.
It's the best. And you know what? Don't let your lack of prior skill set worry you. There is no better coaching arena in the world than being with the crew on board of a long-range trip. I mean, they're the best teachers in the entire business are the guys that are going to be standing next to you the whole time. And, you know, don't let the big fish thing freak you out or the fact that you haven't caught a wahoo before. I mean, there is no better place in the world to learn than on board the deck of a boat.
Yeah, and the other thing is you've got – you already have a foundation of fishing skills. It's not, you know, we're not reinventing the wheel out there, man. If you have fished local, you fished half day, you fished for surface fish, live bait, the gear might be a little bit bigger, but the fundamentals are the same. So you're going to be well off on any length of a trip, but you know,
yep.
3 day, 7 day, whatever it may be.
Sounds good, Dennis. Hopefully you have a great trip. Appreciate the phone call.
All right. Let's go. Bob. How about Bob from Dana Point? Welcome to the show this morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. I just got off the Shogun, Connor's second trip as a captain, and he did an excellent job. I went to Guadalupe. I got three, like an 80, a 97, and a 103 on the same top shot. Gold Label 60, I just love that stuff. We went from the Tuna Alley Big Rock area after catching 16 of the nice ones and traveled the whole length of the weather side and fished that for the next 2 days and had a lovely trip. He did a nice job, Connor. But anyway, you guys were talking about the Liberty. This summer I took my daughter. And I'm hooked up to a tuna. She's taking a picture, and the guy says, "Hey, wait a minute, Michelle, take this rod." You know, no, I want to take a picture. No, they had her a loaded up 25 calica on a kite fish, and she gets a 60 plus pound tuna. She said, "Man, you can really turn the handle on these conventional reels, you know." But then she grabbed her bait runner 8,000, and I got a 45 pound bluefin also. So we. You know, fishing that Liberty is just absolutely splendid. It was the second captain. I can't pronounce his name, but just a lovely trip on the Liberty.
Well, glad to hear it, Bob. Sounds like you're getting after it and some great fishing to be had, buddy. Appreciate that very much. All right, Bob. Well, we appreciate your phone call.
Yeah, what a great story.
Yeah.
I love hearing that about Guadalupe. You know what really stood out to me there? So I went to Guadalupe on I don't know what length of a trip that was, probably a 6 day. I got three fish, you know, three tuna. What did he say, an 85 or 110 or 95?
A 90 and a 100 pounder.
And that was enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you think about it. It's like I went out fishing on a 6 day trip and I came back with you know, three tuna that basically represented.
Last of the year, you know?
Yeah. And it was, you know, almost 300 pounds of fish, which, you know, you take that down to the fisherman's processing and they do their magic and you've got 125 pounds of
filet.
I mean, three fish.
Yeah.
And you've got enough tuna in your freezer for the year. And enough, I really, you know, just to speak to the evolution of the fishery, you know what I mean? We go back 30 years. It was like, you only got three? What a horrible trip. You know, I mean, that's what the mindset right. would have been. It's like, oh, you didn't fill the boat, you know?
But, Tim, I remember the days where the neighbor on the lawn would lay out his Wahoo and tuna. Yeah? There were frozen popsicles
yeah.
out of the brine, you know? It's a different age. And so many people ask, like, what's the most innovative thing in fishing? And, you know, it's sonar and it's Spectra, but... Dude, to me, it's the RSW in fish processing.
It totally transformed the fishery. And again, you know, anglers are able to, they get so much more while taking so much less, which, you know, we could go way off on a tangent here, but it's just another example yeah. of how the fleet evolves on its own. It evolves.
Progresses.
Yeah, that's yeah. exactly right. And this is such a great example. I know that there's... This is another topic that I wanted to discuss on the show because, you know, we've seen over the past few years, you know, I'll go back 4 or 5 years, that there's this undercurrent of you know, sadly, I must add, this undercurrent of, you know, negative sentiment, especially down the coast, you know, certain places down there along the Baja coast, you know, it's like we're getting this flack. You know, from some of the, you know, interestingly and sadly enough, it's all from recreational guys right. down there. Like, we never, ever have problems, ever, with the commercial fishermen along the coast of Baja. They're the most wonderful people, salt yeah. of the earth. We never have any issues with them. And the only people that we get harassed by and get assertions of, you know, we're the death ships, we catch everything in the ocean, we're vacuum, you know, we only get that from recreational guys.
Really?
That are down that coast. It's yeah. so unfortunate because we're all on the same team.
Yeah.
We're all recreational fishermen. It's one man with a rod and a reel. And the reality of it is our fishery, meaning the long range fishery, we take so much less fish, so yeah, much
totally.
Less. Than we did even 10 years ago, even 15 years ago. I mean, everybody, once they realize, you know, they realize the benefit of that RSW, they go on a long-range trip, and, you know, this goes back a few years, it's like, you know, you get the, your eyes get big, and, oh, man, I'm going to catch a few more, yeah. and you get back at the end of the trip, and you've got 300 pounds or 400 pounds of finished product. You're going, next time I go, I'm going to yeah. cut myself off at 5 instead of taking 8, you know what I mean? It happens naturally, and all of the boats have done a tremendous job of evolving. And again, we take far, far less fish than we did. And I'm speaking from personal experience. I'm a guy that's on the water still 120, 150 days a year. I'm out there. So
one of the things that you guys do too is you have an 100% accurate tally of every fish that went into the hatch.
Amen.
And that's a big deal as a fisherman because you get fired up. You're in that Royal Star moment and the fishing's good and the food's good and you're just in that zone and you're catching fish and you're hatching them up and you just don't realize that all of a sudden you look at the board like, oh man, I got whatever, I got 7 tunas in there already, and it's day 4. Like, maybe you want to hang back, or maybe you want to give one to the galley, or just let one go. I mean, you guys will, you know, whatever the scenario is, I mean, you have a very accurate tally of every single fish that goes in that hatch.
That's right. Every fish, we've got a board. It's got the species alongside. It's got the number of the angler. And when a fish goes into the hatch, we record that number, that species, next to the angler's number, and... You know, there you go. You have a running tally. We absolutely, positively adhere to the limits, and we have an accounting for it. So, you know, I wanted to make that point. I don't want to, you know, cast pall over things, but there's definitely been a few interactions down there that have really been disappointing over the last few years. And I know we talked about it on a show last December. You know, the recreational guys that are fishing down there along the coast. You know, I get it's competition fishing out there, you know, and when one of our boats rolls in, we've got a huge advantage. We've got sonar, we've got live bait, you know, like we do a very, we're very effective. We're professionals. What we do for a living, we're effective at catching fish. But that doesn't mean that, you know, it's like, you know, when you're
still there, the same team.
There's two or three skiffs out there, whatever it may be, you know, one of our boats shows up and it's like, you know, it's like we're the you know, the factory trawler death ship that's there to just kill everything in the ocean, which these ridiculous assertions like that are made. I mean, they were made a week and a half ago. Come on, guys. Same team.
Here's a good one, too. The Liberty is a staging ground for the Royal Star. Well, the Royal Star is also a staging ground for those types of fisheries
Thank you.
It's all really, when you take a look at the big picture, it's all hand in hand. It really is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm really glad you brought that point up. That was something else I wanted to mention because, you know, there have been a lot of doors opened up to those local fisheries along the coast of Baja, both northern and southern. And
without the long range fishery, you wouldn't have even the desire to want to go there.
In a lot of cases, that's true. And there's a lot of crossover. There's a lot of anglers that fish with us that, you know, they fish out of the old mill. They fish out of Cedros, a lot of long range anglers. Fish at Cedros. So we should not be adversaries, and we're not adversarial towards the local guys down there at all.
Right.
You know, I never have been.
Quite the opposite.
Ever. You know, we've always been welcoming, share whatever we possibly can, information, knowledge, you know, supplies in the water, whatever it may be. We're not adversaries, and we do. We've introduced so many anglers to the prospect of, I'll give you an example. You know, we're fishing at, let's say, Turtle Bay or somewhere around there, and there's skiffs running, and somebody goes, God, I'd love to come down here. Hey, and I can tell that angler, hey, I've been here. It's really cool. Here's so-and-so. Yeah. We fished with him. It was one of the best times I've had. Or Bahia Asuncion down there in Miguel. It's like, he's a super cool guy. I went out with him myself. There you go. That opens the door to you know, not only a business opportunity, but relationship building down there in the coast. It's a win-win. That's the whole point. You know what I mean? If we all get along, we all get together, we all win.
Totally.
And that's really what we're after, right? We're all on the same team. So I just want to throw that out there, guys.
Why can't we all get along?
Well, you know, we do for the most part. There's just a few, you know, there's a few opportunities to improve.
We can all play in the sandbox together.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I like it. Well, Corey, let's continue on with that catch report. Find out what's going on down at Seaforth.
Yeah, we got Marcos on hold. Marcos, Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
What's up, Marcos?
I'm good fishing through the week here, rolling into the weekend. The half-day trip out there catching actually some really good calico bass fishing, a little bit of bonito sneaking into the mix there, still really good bottom fishing. But they're definitely, yesterday afternoon, 53 calico bass on the boat, released about 100. 20 in the morning while we go with those.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
For November?
For November, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. Yeah, maybe not Thanksgiving bluefin, we might have some Thanksgiving calico bass this year. So great fishing on there. Still some really good bottom fishing. And if you've got people coming to town visiting, they want to go on the boat, but you want to commit to a longer trip, the half days running through the week here. And like I said, really good fishing on there. In addition to those bass, the bonita, and the bottom fish, just keep it really well, good fishing on there. And we've got some great weather here. A little cooler than it's been, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's nice out there. So check out the full day trip to San Diego, back to the islands this week. And yesterday they had 9 yellowtail in addition to go some really good bottom fishing. And talking to one of the crew members on there, he said there was actually very good signs of yellowtail at the island. And there's some bigger yellowtail in there too, and up to 25 pounds. So it's not all small fish. There's definitely some good fishing on there. San Diego scheduled for, you know, through the holiday weekend here too, or the holiday week here also. Those overnight trips, still plucking away at the yellowtail. The Aztec has some fish on the boat. They're on 3 days. How many bluefin did you say they had? 65? And they had 65 on the first of their 3 day on those bluefin.
Nice.
So, if you hadn't said it, you wouldn't know. It's the middle of November here. It's very good fishing, very nice weather. I know people are going to have some time off coming up here. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule is up there for all those trips, those half days, those full days, the longer trips. And this is the time of year where we run a lot of those trips to leave in the morning. You might have a 3 day leaving in the morning, fishing that day, the next couple of days. You have some day and 3/4 in there. So definitely check that schedule. Keep an eye on that. If you're going to go full day, we are fishing Coronado Island, so passports are required. So keep that in mind and talk about this all the time. It's open back up. It's a little easier to get your passports now. If you have to skip one trip and get your passport, it's good for 10 years. It's going to cover a lot of stuff there. So definitely get that. It really opens up your options for you. So definitely check that out. Those day and a half, like I said, those reverse trips leaving in the morning. Lots of good fishing going on here. And it doesn't really look like it's, you know, about to end any second. There's still some good fishing on there. So make your reservations. You can do it online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you out, answer all your questions, get you on the boat. Can always come down and visit us in person. It's a time of year we need to get some gifts for fishermen in your life or for yourself. Definitely visit Dustin over there in the tackle shop, and he'll get you all set up.
Great job, Marco. Some excellent fishing to be had. Bluefin still rolling along. We're glad to hear it, man. Everything's happening from half day to the long trips. Guys, you're doing a great job at Seaforth. If somebody wants to book one of those spots from you, what's the phone number to do it?
Phone number 619-224-3383. Check the website. All the information's up there, seaforthlanding.com. And I'll keep plugging this. Join us on the socials there. Pretty much Seaforth Landing everywhere. See lots of pictures of these fish and get some up-to-date information on there also.
Awesome. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. The Cast Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros at Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerked fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, along with their amazing poke kit. They are open now at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Tim Ekstrom and the Royal Star when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do, but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Oh, man, having such a great show. You want to join us? Two ways to do it, 213-432-1090. That's your chance to win a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing or text us via the app.
Yeah, we got a great text coming through. This one was from Ali from Irvine. Says, good morning, gentlemen. Great show so far. My question is, this year I feel like we've been seeing a lot more bluefin being caught down deep compared to previous years. Captain Tim, do you think that's because the fish are down deep for water temperature or squid reasons, or is it just because we never really fished the sinker rig in seasons previous? Any reason why I feel like this is the case?
Great question.
Well, I mean, we have fished the sinker rig in years past. It's become a hell of a lot more popular, though. I mean, mean, it's definitely it's one of those things that we added to the arsenal. I could liken it to like it's like the RSW thing. You know, there was a few times in the late 90s when we caught a lot of fish really fast and we filled the well full of water to take the heat out. But okay. It like didn't the light bulb didn't come on, even though we had already done it. You know right. what I mean? Like, huh. The sinker rig's the same thing. I mean, we've been fishing those sinker rigs all the way, go back into the 90s out at Clarion, you know, in the Revias when we were fishing in there. We had a lot of success, especially on those bigger ones, on those sinker rigs. So I think it's, you know, it's a great example of how you just have to, like the bag of tricks, as we evolve, the bag of tricks just expands, you know. Totally. And you're always thinking of whatever the latest, greatest is, and, you know, you tend to forget about what you did before that worked also, you know what I mean? So I no doubt those sinker rigs have produced a hell of a lot more fish at times. And they've also, they really expand the opportunity for, you know, when you drift along, it's kite fishing, whatever. I mean, it's really expanded the opportunity, you know, just to pick that one off. You know, you see them down there. I don't think anything's changed behaviorally as far as the fish goes or as far as the availability of forage. I just think that you know, we're fishing where they are.
The other thing that I think has been fun to watch is the as that became more popular and pushed more to the forefront is guys that don't use it as a bottom bobber where you just put a sinker on and put it down there and put your thumb on it. Wait, like, you know, guys realize, hey, this is a great way to get bit, and then fished it as such. You know, you can always pick out the guy that really knows what's going on, and he's good at the bait tank, and he's good at pinning a bait on, and he's good at casting it to where it needs to be, and, you know, and backpedaling and making a bait swim and getting his bites that way. And there is an equal level of skill to fish a sinker rig. You know, you can drop it down and hope that one climbs on, or you can, you know, Booger gave a great tutorial when he was on, as have many other people, you know, fishing the bait all the way down, you know, slowly putting your reel into low gear and swimming it back up. I mean, like, you put an equal level of effort into fishing the sinker as you do on a fly line. There's a lot more bites to be had than just, you know, rock codding for a tuna.
I was just reminded while I'm sitting here thinking back in the, I'm going to take you guys back to the early in the mid 80s when we used to fish the chrome ring sinker for albacore to get through the skipjack, you know, and you know, see, I don't even think you were around then. When were you born?
I was born in 82.
Yeah, exactly. So like 83, 84, 85, when there's, you know, warmer water, there's a lot of skipjack mixing the albacore, we used to fish the chrome ring sinker, you
just
know?
To get it down.
When you say a ring sinker, like a torpedo? Like,
yeah, torpedo. Okay. Three knots, you know, tied to the top.
Yeah, sure.
With the leader and then the nose hook bait. Yeah, and we'd drop it down, and you'd get through the skipjack and then slowly wind it back. So, I mean, this sinker fishing has gone on.
Yeah.
I mean, the evolution of it.
That's cool.
To today, but I never forget, there was a crew member who worked on Pacific Queen, Joel Varner. That guy was the best fit sinker fisherman I have ever seen in my life. He was absolutely unbelievable. I mean, because he was so effective, he'd drop it down, just he would tell me, he says, you know, he'd be letting it down there slowly, he would just feel a tick, you know, little tick, and just put it in gear. Another albacore. I mean, he'd have 8, 9, you know, 10 albacore, and the next closest guy would have 2 or 3. The guy was
crazy.
So good and so consistent.
That's cool.
It wasn't luck. It was unbelievable. But that guy really opened, I mean, he opened a lot of eyes as to how effective that sinker can be. Even going back into probably some old timer going to call, I'm thinking of Craig Drummond. He's going to call in and talk about fishing sinkers, you know, with anchovies, you know, back in the 50s and the 60s. I mean, these guys did this for a long, long time, you know, as evidence, once again, you know, sometimes you got to go backwards. You got to go backwards a little bit to move forward.
That's pretty cool. And it's been fun. And like you say, you said it best too. The other thing is you can oftentimes sinker rig fishing, you can be fishing heavier line. You can be fishing a bigger hook. Like when that big fish was on the bank this year, bluefin wise, and to catch one on a fly line, you had to be dropping down and fishing small hooks and light line to try and get a bite. And then you're attached to a big one and you got your work cut out for you and you're getting chewed off and you're pulling hooks. You hook one of those fish on a sinker rig, you can be fishing a nice big hook and a big heavy leader. And put the odds back in your favor.
Yeah, big time. Same thing goes for those big tuna down on the lower banks. And we got a lot of those big ones. You know, we figured that out. You know, those 200-300 pounders down there, Lusitania, wherever, Finger Bank. We got a lot of those drifting along on that sinker rig. And in particular, the bigger ones, I think they do favor that cooler water down there, that thermocline 50 fathom. I think they like it down there more. So we got a lot of, like a much higher percentage of big ones, fish over 200 pounders fishing the sinkers. You know, you fly line one, you'd get your 175 pounder. The guy fishing the sinker would get that 250, 280, 300.
Yeah. Good call. Hey, well, a great text. Appreciate it, Coach. Corey, phones are absolutely packed solid. Let's jump into them.
They are packed. Let's talk to Tony. Tony from La Mesa. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Tony.
Yeah, hi, guys. And I just wanted to particularly speak to Tim. He made a comment about how much fish there are now. I can recall when we had our tuna fishing fleet here, you know, the singers, super singers carrying 1,200 ton plus. They go down there and snag, you know, quite a few fish. I know they worked the banks down there as well. And we also had the San Pedro fleet that was working the bluefin tuna offshore here during the season. Yeah, they would come down here in droves and march out there offshore and pick up quite a bit of bluefin. I wonder if the demise of those fleets hasn't contributed to the you know, the increase in the fish that we're seeing now.
I don't think there's any question about it. And again, it goes to fisheries management. I mean, the recommended quota for bluefin that is strictly adhered to, it's really encouraging. Again, mainly the fleet in Mexico fishes those bluefin tuna. It's a live fish fishery. You know, those are all those pens that are down there, you know, in east of South Coronado Island and a couple other spots down the coast. But they limit them generally, I don't know the exact figure, but I'll just throw one. It's about 6,000 tons for a couple of years. So it's 3,000 tons a year, 3,200 somewhere in that neighborhood. And, you know, it sounds like a lot of fish, 3,200 tons, and it is, but relative to the amount of fish that's out there, it scratches the surface. And they've done a really good job since those quotas have been implemented. We're going to be going back to 2014 now, 2015. It's amazing how fast that fishery has rebounded and recovered. It's also going on in the eastern or the western Pacific where the majority of the bluefin are, the Pacific bluefin. But, you know, as long as everybody plays by the rules, it's amazing how fast the fishery rebuilds and how healthy the stock can become and the consistency of it. Again, I mean, what I'm explaining is anecdotal. I'm just looking with my eyes. I'm looking with my sonar, but it's pretty hard to argue result. You know what I mean? And you just see there. The more fish there are, the more the range expands. You know, they just occupy more water.
Totally.
And we were just sitting here talking about it. It's like right now there's bluefin that are stretched from well below Ensenada now all the way to Tanner Bank. And, you know, I mean, anywhere in there, you can drive in a straight line, and you'll stand a very good chance of running into a random school, an area. Meanwhile, there's still fish that are up off of Monterey, up off Santa Cruz.
A great volume.
Right. And everywhere in between, you know that. I mean, it's just wherever there's eyes that are fishing offshore, they're seeing bluefin. I mean, like try to calculate how much fish. Yeah. Talking to the guys in the Albacore fleet, I mean, how much bluefin did they see up there off of Oregon and Washington this year? You know, it's
crazy.
Really, really amazing the amount of fish that there is out there, and 100% attributable to a effective fisheries management strategy that you know.
Yeah, and fisheries management doesn't mean no fishing for anybody.
Absolutely
it's,
not.
You know, the live fishery, those guys are thriving, we're thriving. Like, there's no, you know, that wasn't done by saying, like, you need to stop what you're doing. Like, the end all is not the answer. Like you said, effective management is key, and that's what we're experiencing the benefit from it.
Right. You know, these fisheries management managers, like from the, we'll use the Inter-American Tropical Tuna Commission as an example, and they do a great job. They compile data, and they're And really what the objective is determine what maximum sustainable yield is. So it can maximize the amount of fish that's being taken while maintaining the health of the stock. So, you know, now it's always contentious as to what that maximum sustainable yield is, because there's a lot of input, you know, and there's a lot of competition for the fishing, but that's the objective. And there is a sweet spot. And when that sweet spot is found, which I believe it has been when it comes to the specific bluefin tuna, you see the results. It's abundance for everyone.
Yeah, great. That's great. All right, well, let's jump back into it, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Maynard? Maynard from Temecula. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Maynard.
Good morning, fellas. Just a comment regarding with these commissioners are trying to do. This is a bigger problem, and not only for the folks that are the boat owners, but for the industry as a whole, from mom and pop that has a product that they make in their garage, all the way to the Shimano's and the Abbott's. The only thing that these people really understand is money and people revolting to a point that are getting in and standing up for their rights. And I just was curious if there's any activities on these lines, because it's going to affect us all. And, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, money talks and a poor man walks.
Well, there's some truth to that. But, you know, we've gone over it a few times, safefishing.org. I mean, there's a lot of ways.
Safefishing.com.
Safefishing.com. Yeah. There's a lot of ways to get involved, and that is the key to success. You know, make noise, make your voice heard, and yeah, no doubt you hit them in the pocketbook. That's really what makes the world go around. We all know that. But in this case, we also have to remember that we're dealing with some real. There's some real zealots out there, you know, these environmental groups, and mind you, their objectives are noble. They want to, you know, save the earth and preserve the ecosystem, and good for them. But, you know, I think it's like going back to the fisheries management conversation. There's a balance to be struck. You
100%.
You can't just get rid of one. You can't destroy an industry, and you can't destroy livelihoods of people, you know, in the interest of environmental justice. You know, I mean, there is a balance, and finding that balance and a solution that benefits all, which does exist. It's out there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's really what the goal should be. So, you know, sometimes it takes a little push, sometimes it takes a lot of push to achieve that. And in this particular case, it's going to take a lot of push. You know, this is our last, honestly, we've talked about it, Ken and I, all the guys, this is the last stand. I mean, it's that real. So, you know, stay involved.
Yep. Good said. Hey, great text. This one says, hey, guys, great show. I really enjoy when Captain Tim's on. I know it's been mentioned before, but if anybody's thinking about a long-range trip and they're on the fence, they should really consider doing a day and a half on the Royal Star. The crew, the food, Captain Tim, they're all the best. That's from Lance in 29 Palms.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. And I know you guys really did, you like very expertly like sprinkled in a lot of day and a half and 3 days, more than I was used to, than we're used to getting to see. And took, I mean, they would just all seem to fall right on that great bluefin fishing this year. So a lot of opportunities there was a lot of shorter trips on the Royal Star than we're used to getting to get to go on.
Yeah, we had really good timing.
You did.
This last year. And that actually is our goal. And we infused those into the schedule. Actually, this year we only have one, if I remember right. We only have one on the schedule. And we left a few windows open here or there where if we drop a trip, we'll infuse a few impromptu day and a half in the schedule. And not because we aren't unbelievably appreciative of our Royal Star clientele, but if we put one in advance, all Royal Star clientele jump on it. So if we throw it in there impromptu, it opens the door for some new anglers to come out and experience our brand of fishing,
sure.
Our brand of professionalism.
That's funny.
And I mean, we love to do those trips. They're just a phenomenal opportunity, again, to enjoy, you know, some of this local fishing, but more importantly, to introduce new anglers to our brand of fishing. fishing.
I always enjoy it when I'm at the shop and there's a day-and-a-half trip or a three-day trip going, and I'll see a guy who might be a regular on the Royal Star. We're used to seeing him in the tackle store, but he's bringing his wife with him, or he's bringing his kid with him, or he's just introducing somebody to his, like, this is my favorite thing in the world to do, and people say, how on earth could you be in a boat for 8 days? And it's a cool way to get to show somebody that experience for their first time that maybe they're not wanting to commit to a long trip, but they can see the level of service and level of food and how comfortable the amenities are on the Royal Star. It's very fun to get to watch that happen all the time.
That is the best thing about it. It's like you just said, family and friends.
Totally.
Those shorter trips where, you know, I mean, it's understandable how many individuals out there will be reluctant to jump on a boat for, you know, 3 days, 7 days, 5, whatever it may be. But a day and a half, two nights on a boat?
Yeah, come on.
Heck yeah. You know, bring your wife along, bring your kids, bring your friends, you know. Totally. And inevitably, I would say 9 out of 10 anglers who, you know, novice anglers who make a trip with us like that, they come back.
You said it a while ago. The hook is set.
Yeah, they'll either wait for another day and a half where they go, yeah, this was so cool. You know, let's go on a 3 day.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Totally. Hey, well, let's jump back into the phones. Not a ton of time, but I want to throw some more phone calls in there. How about Bennett calling us from Hidden Meadows? Good morning, Benton. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Morning.
Hey, just got back from good morning. How you doing? Long time listener.
All right.
We're good. Let's go, dude.
You guys there?
All right. Well, let's keep rolling. Let's try Hills. Hills called us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, you guys. Captain Tim.
What's up, Hills?
Hey. Good morning. Not only are you guys good fishermen, then you have to be, but you're also good mechanics and engineers, and that, you know, the boats that, you know, we're passengers on vacation. We don't worry about the engine room, the guys going down there and checking the oil and all that. And, you know, I was really inspired by a couple of crazy things that you guys run into out there, is like rescuing people. Like there was that 30 some odd year old woman who was pulled out of the ocean when she was 9 years old by a sport boat. And then I think Marcus and Adam, I think, saved some people out there recently. How often do you see crazy stuff like that?
Well, I mean, you don't see crazy things like that very often, thank goodness. But I think it's a great example of the value that these boats provide beyond just the recreational experience, eyes and ears on the water. And Marcus's boat is a great example of that. They came across, I mean, in between Tanner and Cortez Bank at 10 o'clock at night.
And I think the next day the wind blew.
Oh,
like
no, it was coming
40
up to 40 knots. Yeah, yeah. They'd have been gone. And, you know, he was, I mean, had it not been for that moment in time, there would have been 25 lives lost. There's absolutely no question about it. So, you know, it's a great example of the value, again, that these boats, of a collateral value these boats provide. And thank goodness it doesn't happen often, but when it does, we're ready for it.
No doubt.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We've had such a fun time in here, and man, in between the breaks, the fishing stories, and all good stuff. Sam and Irvine's the one that's won the full day trip on the Liberty. Congratulations, Sam.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Tim, 2 hours goes by so fast. There was so much to cover, and I know that there was a lot of talk about the carb, and I know you're a fishing guy. We love talking fishing with you, but it just drives home how important this was. And I was blown away that, you know, 90% of our phone calls were related to it too. And I think that's a positive thing. I know that we're used to talking tuna with you, and we certainly did plenty of that, but this is a very important deal going on. And again, we just can't say enough to appreciate you spending so much time both talking fishing with us, but also, you know, you're fighting on behalf of us as anglers, and we really appreciate it.
Yep, it's my pleasure. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to get involved. It's what I've learned. I'm 53. I said it yesterday, 37 years in this fishery now.
Great.
And other fisheries here. So I've learned as I get older that, you know, you've got to get involved.
No doubt,
you got to protect what's valuable to you.
Well, if somebody wants to come fishing on the Royal Star, have that Royal Star experience, how do we do that?
So give us a jingle, 619-224-4764. Tracy is our office manager. She's phenomenal, been with us since the beginning. There's no better. And then follow along on the website, rs@royalstarsportfishing.com. Daily reports up there. We didn't even talk about that big fish going on down below. The big fish fishing, the boat's got 10 over 200 on board, a 300-pounder, and unbelievable fishing going on right now. But anyway, I want to say thank you sincerely to all the Royal Star anglers. Again, follow us along, and I can't wait to come on next time. We got a lot more to talk about.
Damn right. Hey, great show. Great show tomorrow with Captain Mike Pritchard. We appreciate you. Appreciate Christian. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning right here on the My Deer 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.